daily rate. We can talk about a weekly rate, but I'm telling you right now, I'm not going below a million.
I mean, think about it. I'm risking my reputation as the host of this country's number one nationally syndicated talk show to do a cameo in some cheap slasher flick. I mean, why can't these guys rent me a fucking decent part? No, that's a fucking thing. By the way, you talked to Kathy about that Navy SEAL script? Hang on a sec. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who are you calling?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I have the wrong number.
That's okay.
Wait a minute. I know your voice. You sound a lot like that guy on TV. Cotton Weary.
I do, huh?
Yeah. I think he's got a really sexy voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wait a minute. You are Cotton, aren't you? Oh, my God. I am talking to Cotton Weary. I can't believe this.
You got me. Look, I've got someone on the other line. Can you hold on one second? I'll be right back. I promise.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrea, I gotta call you back. Someone's on the other line. So, you a big 100% Cotton fan?
Yeah, 110%.
That's very good. So, why don't you tell me who you are?
Ooh, you're a naughty boy, Cotton. Now, what would your girlfriend say?
What makes you think I have a girlfriend?
I know you do. I'm right outside her bathroom door.
Who is this?
She's in the shower. She's got a nice little voice. Let's come in for a closer look. Oh, she's very pretty, Cotton. A step up from Maureen Prescott. Speaking of which, let's play a little game. Answer right, your girlfriend lives. Answer wrong, she dies. Where's Maureen's daughter, Sydney?
Who the fuck is this?
Somebody who'd kill to know where Sydney Prescott is. One chance, Cotton. You've got connections. Where is she?
You listen to me, you fucking psycho. You lay a finger on Christine and I swear to God I'll kill you.
Wrong answer.
No, wait. Hello?
Okay, Cotton. You know I don't like your stab games. Who is it? Who's there?
Christine? Cotton, you all right? I'm home.
Jesus, you scared the shit out of me.
You're not gonna believe what just happened to me.
What are you talking about?
Ah! me. Come on, open the door.
What are you doing?
What?
What the fuck are you doing?
I was just, you know, trying to take the game to the next level. I'm sorry. Come on, open the door, Chris.
The game?
Yeah, the game.
What are you talking about?
Talking about how much fun it's going to be to rip your insides out. Now open the fucking door, Christine! Christine? Hon?
Epidemic of road rage in Los Angeles. Innocent commuters mercilessly terrorized.
Chris?
By these madmen of the freeway.
We're messing around, okay?
We're going to bring some of these guys in here. And we're going to make them confront their victims face to face, mano a mano, right here on 100% cop. Carnage on our streets, remember. It could happen to you. Tomorrow on 100% cop. Road rage. LA drivers fight back. The news is next on Channel 6. Our exclusive entertainment report live from tonight's celebrity premiere in Hollywood, followed by Nighttime Classic.
You, babe? Chris, if you're in there, open the door, okay, honey? Chris? Come on, baby, open the door. Chris, go! Hey, Chris. What are you doing?
Stay back! Stay back!
Chris, what's going on, babe?
You've gone crazy, that's what!
Chris, was somebody in the house?
Come back!
Okay, just calm down, okay?
You want to kill me?
What are you talking about?
You want to kill me?
Give me the club, all right, honey? Give me the club. Give me the club, please. Christine, get out of the way! Behind you!
Thank you. California Women's Crisis Counseling.
Hey, it's Laura from Monterey reporting the work. Can you patch me in?
Sure. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. California Women's Crisis Counseling. How can I help you?
Hi. Do I have to say my name?
No, you don't have to say anything you don't want to say. How can I help?
I'm 18 years old, and I have a boyfriend. Sometimes he hits me.
It's okay, you can talk to me, all right?
Thanks.
So, in closing, as the future journalist of America, there is one thing that you need to remember. Being the best means being willing to do what the others would not. Break the rules. Stop at nothing. Be willing to have the world hate you, because that is the only way that you'll get the story, the facts, and the fame. Thank you.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes.
So you're saying that we should be ready to go out and cut each other's throats because that's what you did?
Metaphorically, yes.
Well, tell me, Miss Weathers, was it worth it?
I'm so sorry, we're out of time. Gail Weathers, anchorwoman for Total Entertainment. Thank you very much.
There is a young man outside who wants to see you. He says he's with the police.
The police?
Detective Mark Kincaid, LAPD.
Hello.
It's quite an impressive resume.
Thank you. I assume you're not here for an autograph?
I'm here because Cotton Murray's been murdered.
Someone killed Cotton?
And his girlfriend. Someone who left something he wanted us to see. I'll show you this because you're the Woodsboro Authority and because you knew him. I promise you, if you share this with the world, it's you I'll be arresting.
I swear at my Pulitzer Prize, which I plan to win one day, Detective.
This was left on Cotton Murray's body. You have any idea who the girl might be?
Oh, my God. This is Maureen Prescott. This is Sidney Prescott's mother.
Hollywood is reeling today from news of the murder of controversial talk show host Cotton Murray, where he had only recently finished shooting a cameo as himself in the film Stab 3, Return to Woodsboro, the third and final part of the famous horror series based on the Woodsboro and Windsor College murders. Before his rise to television fame, Cotton had been imprisoned and was later exonerated for the murder of Marie Prescott, his former love.
You're worried about the movie, then protect the movie. Okay, hire more security, hire the National Guard, just don't kill the movie.
Violence in cinema is a big deal right now, Roman. This is not the kind of news this studio's after.
So if we stop making scary movies, what, all the psychos in the world will retire? Come on.
I've been making horror movies for 30 years and never had a psycho problem.
He was your goddamn idea, guys. All right, an ex-con with a trashy talk show, he must have pissed people off every day.
Can't Detectives, there's no reason to presume that Cotton's death had anything to do with this movie, is there?
He was making a movie called Stab. He was stabbed.
Probably some psycho fan pissed off they killed Randy and Stab too.
Well, Tyson, that'd make you next, wouldn't it?
I am not a Randy substitute. I'm my own character.
Named Ricky, who works at the video store.
It's an homage.
Hey, what if the killer's Sidney Prescott? I mean, what the hell ever happened to her? She's probably off in the woods living like the fucking Unabomber, man.
I'm starting to see why Tori Spelling and David Schwimmer didn't want to come back.
Guys, this was about Cotton. We are not in any danger.
We are not in any danger, says Candy, page 15.
I don't see you leaving.
You think serious black actors my age can just throw away jobs? It's all a business now. They got Usher doing Pinter off-Broadway. LL Cool J's Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not meant to be.
Not meant to be? You win that talent search for the new Sydney, 50,000 girls, and they pick you? You gotta be praying this movie keeps going.
Of course I am, but not at the expense of people's lives.
Oh. Cue the violins, right? Oh.
Hello?
Jesus. Deja voodoo. Gail Weathers. Oh, my God. Listen, I know we've never met, and I don't mind you never returning my calls, but I have to tell you, after two films, I feel like I am in your mind.
Well, that would explain my constant headaches.
You know, I'm sorry things didn't work out on 60 Minutes, too, but Total Entertainment, that's a pretty good fallback.
Thank you. I'm sorry that things didn't work out with Brad Pitt, but being single, that's a pretty good fallback.
Gives me more time for my work. After all, Gail Weathers, you're such a complex character.
Oh, and to be played by an actress with such depth and range.
Jennifer, Nick said you wanted to... Gail.
Dewey.
Well, surprise, surprise. Someone dies and Gail comes running.
Gail, I think you'll really appreciate my character work in this one. Someone's helped me understand the real you.
Someone?
Your ruthless ambition, your private self-loathing, and that lost and lonely little girl inside.
Lost and lonely what?
You heard me. Thanks, Dewey. I return.
Lost and lonely what?
Little girl inside.
I thought you were supposed to be in Woodsboro.
Well, I'm surprised you thought about me at all. Listen, I gotta get back to work. I really don't have time for this.
Wait a minute. You work here?
Yeah. The movie needed a technical advisor, someone who went through the real experience, knew the real people.
Hey, Dewey.
Hey, Tom.
Hey! It's the real Gail Weathers.
Real from top to bottom.
Tom Prince. Watch your show all the time. You're so right. Pop culture is the politics of the 21st century.
Thank you.
And that story that you did last month on me crashing my car, wow, was that ever powerful journalism?
Right.
I especially like the way you implied that it was caused by drinking and drugs and that the tire blowout was faked. That was great.
Tom, sometimes in journalism you have to...
Are you parked in the lot? Because I should check to make sure that nobody's messed with your brake line.
Who's he supposed to be? He's playing you?
What?
You're not coming here to fight with you, Dewey. Cotton's killer left a picture.
Sid's mom, the detectives told me.
Well, does Sidney know about it?
Listen, Sidney doesn't need you and your camera in her life.
Oh, do you see a camera? Right. You bought one this first, didn't you?
Yeah.
Look, it's a habit. I walk out of the house, I turn it
what
on,
the
and
hell
it's
is this? Gail Weathers?
Could I be more popular?
No press. No press on set. Get that woman out of here. Yes, Mr. Milton.
Nick,
let's do
wait
it.
Wait a minute. Where is Detective Kincaid? I am working with Kincaid, Dewey.
Rules are rules, Gail. But really, it was great seeing you.
Stab 3 is a closed set, but just up ahead is the old Seinfeld stage. Now, does anybody need a potty break?
Yeah.
Okay, let go.
Thanks for your help, boys.
Oh, shit, Soundball. It's that TV news shit, Connie fucking Chung. Hey, Connie, how's Maury? Dude, I think she likes me, man. See how she's looking at me?
It's happening again.
Cotton had a lot of enemies, Sid. The police aren't saying it's related to us.
Do you ever think about her?
Your mom?
None of this would ever happen if she hadn't... If she hadn't... Why'd you have so many secrets, Sid?
Listen, maybe it's time you came home. I'm worried about you, kid. Out here by yourself, you never see anyone. The only people you talk to don't even know your real name. It's as if you don't exist.
That's the idea. Psychos can't kill what they can't find.
Thank you.
mother needs to talk to you. Everything you touch, Sid, dies. Poison. You're just like me. You're just like me.
Roman?
Stab 3. Jesus, I gotta get a new agent.
Ronan? Someone here?
Damn, my man. He does good work, huh?
Thank you very much.
Fuck you very much. Tyson, go to hell.
Well, excuse us, Sarah. Makeup test.
Yeah, makeup. You can use it. Damn it, have you seen Roman?
Look, everyone in the office has gone home already.
He said it was important.
Everything's important to Roman.
Director's office.
Sarah, it's Roman. I'm sorry I'm running late. I'm still on the 405. I'm about 10 minutes away.
Well, it's no problem. I'm just looking at your music video awards.
Since I got you on the phone, let's talk about your character, okay?
What character? I'm Candy, the chick who gets killed second. I'm only in 2 scenes.
You're not happy with your part.
I'm not happy that I'm 35 playing a 21-year-old. I'm not happy that I have to die naked. And I'm not happy that my character is too stupid to have a gun in the house after her boyfriend's been cut into fish sticks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So let's run the lines.
Fine.
Page 28. Yeah, Candy's big moment.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Candy. Hang on, let me get some clothes. I don't understand why it's a start to scene in the shower. The whole shower thing's been done. Vertigo, hello. And I mean, my boyfriend just died. Why am I showering?
Why don't we just read the scene? Candy. Nice name. Is that like Candy Cane or Candy Apple?
Whatever. Come on. Who is this? I think you have the wrong number.
But you know my favorite name?
I'm hanging up right now.
It's Sarah.
Roman, it's not the line.
It is in my script.
Has there been another goddamn rewrite? How the fuck are we supposed to learn our lines when there's a new script every 15 minutes?
It's not just a new script, it's a new movie.
What? What movie?
My movie. And it's called Sarah Gets Skewered Like a Fucking Pig. Still in character. Sarah.
Shit.
Picture Studios. If you'd like today's commissary menu, press 1.
Mr. Bridger?
Sunrise Pictures releases, press 4. If you'd like information about Sunrise Pictures merchandise,
oh, come on.
Press 5. If you're trying to reach live speaking or you have an emergency, press
something straight. I only got into this because the police asked for my help.
Why would the police come to you?
Well, I did write the definitive book on the Woodsboro murders.
I'm sure you just can't wait to write another one.
What about you?
What about me?
You said you'd never leave Woodsboro. It's the only place that's real. But now you're here. Not with me. I think I took care of you. I waited until you were well. I couldn't stay there. It's like dog years. 1 year in Woodsboro is like 7 anywhere else.
So it's off to Paris for a week? New York for a month? L.A. forever?
It was fucking 60 minutes, too. I couldn't say no. I could have been the next Diane Sawyer.
Wait, what's wrong with just being Gail Weathers?
I liked her. It didn't work, Dewey. We tried. We're different.
You used to say that was our strength.
Here you go. Thank you. Dewey,
you're not just here because of that second-rate Kmart straight-to-video version of me, are you?
Brace yourself, Gail. All of this is actually not about you.
All of what, Dewey? You do know something, don't you?
Off the record.
Always?
2 months ago, the Woodsboro police got a call from a woman who said she was with Stab 3. She wanted to see the file on Sid for research.
And?
The boys said no, and she wouldn't give her name. A month later, the station gets broken into. The file room gets ransacked.
Someone stole Sid's file?
I already removed it. I think someone on the film was trying to find Sid.
This is incredible.
I said off the record. Jennifer, she needs me.
Jennifer?
Gotta run.
Wait, Dewey, where are you going?
On duty. Stop following me.
I happen to be working for the police, damn it.
You're not a detective, Gail.
Neither are you, Mr. Incognito.
You left your motor running.
Sam,
damn it. I can handle fans. They want a picture. They want a conversation. I can handle fans. You see this, Dewey? I haven't had one of these in a year and a half. Someone's going to pay for this.
Jennifer, settle down. What happened?
Right, I'm with him.
You. Like I'm ever going to win an award playing you.
There's been a second murder.
Who?
Sarah, darling.
Where?
At the studio.
Where? Nancy Drew wants to know where. Cotton Weary, Sarah Darling. Don't you get it?
Someone's killing them in the order they die in the movie.
Dewey, who gets killed third?
Who gets killed third?
Killed in Stab 3? I get killed?
Yeah.
Dewey, where are you going?
I have to get something from my trailer.
You live here with her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I needed a place to stay, and she said she liked having me around.
Why?
She says I make her feel safe. She says I'm her rock.
Her rock?
Yeah. If you weren't so concerned with pretensions and appearances, you'd be able to appreciate the positivity and emotional centeredness I provide a woman. Stone, I'm headed to the crime scene. Stay by Jennifer's side. I suggest a search of the grounds.
Hey, Dewdrop. Can I have a word? Just so it can be straight. I'm the professional celebrity guard here. My resume lists Julia Roberts, Salman Rushdie, Posh Spice. You are the Hollywood hanger-oner. Because you're just no good as a cop anymore. Your resume reads like the obituary. So how about you take suggestions from me? Aight?
Whatever you say.
Same deal? Found with the body?
Yeah, Maureen Prescott again.
This is great. 10 more murders and we can publish a calendar.
The old killer playing with a cops routine. Barry Hannibal Lecter. Very simple.
Doesn't the killer come after the cops in those movies?
Usually one cop makes it.
And?
One cop doesn't. Usually.
Detective Kincaid, what do we know? Same killer?
Hey. Terminal Entertainment, this is a crime scene, okay? Wallace, Miss Weathers is working with me now.
Thank you, Detective.
You're welcome.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go dust for fingerprints with Jane Pauley.
Photos, Wallace? Thank you. New picture, same person. Anything turn up on your research yet?
Nothing will help with these.
What about an increased police presence around Jennifer? She's the next one to get killed in the script.
She has a bodyguard. And besides, the producers told us that there are 3 different versions of the script. Something about trying to keep the ending off the internet. You should know that. You're the technical advisor, right? 3 versions. 3 different characters die next. And we don't know which one the killer read. All I ever wanted to do was make a real classic love story. And the studio said they'd let me. I just had to do a scary movie for them first. And now we're shut down and I am fucked.
God, it's not the end of the world, Roman.
That is so easy for you to say. You know, you can always go back to must-see TV. You know, I have no movie. I'm about to turn 30. And it looks like I'm now the next target.
What?
You? Why you?
Do you think this wasn't a message?
Roman Bridger.
What?
Mr. Bridger,
you didn't tell us you spoke with Sarah Darling before she was murdered.
Spoke with her when?
Guard says she was here for a meeting with you.
What meeting? We talked to her roommate, too. Says you called Sarah, told her to come down to the studio. Roommate answered the phone, says it was you.
Wait a minute. No, I never called her. I never told her to go anywhere.
Roommate says she knows your voice, Mr. Bridger.
Well, she wasn't speaking with me. God, look, I did not call Sarah Darling.
Sarah Darling said you did.
Someone's trying to ruin my movie. Someone wants to kill my movie.
All right, we'll talk about your movie down at the station, okay? All right, this is the scene where you come with us.
Huey, Jennifer. She wasn't talking with me on the phone. I'm coming.
I'll call him in. Battery. Mr. Riley, you have a cell phone I could borrow?
Yeah.
Thank you.
God, Roman. Remind me not to sleep with him again. California Women's Crisis Counseling. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Laura, I do have a crisis.
Okay, well, whatever it is, you can tell me.
Oh, my God. I've killed someone, Laura.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I killed someone. I know it. Oh, my God. I did.
And the people you need to call are the police.
No, I need to call you. Just you.
I'm sorry, you're a voice.
Don't you want to know how you can help, Laura? Are you listening to me? Huh?
Who is this?
It's Mother, Laura. Now be a good girl and turn on the news. Do as Mother tells you.
You're not my mother. How did you get this number? Who is this?
You know your mother's voice when you hear it. Now turn on the news.
And with the second cast member murdered, Stab 3 has been officially shut down, prompting those involved to hope and pray that these killings
may be over.
Just one question. Do you think it's over, Sydney? Do you?
Maureen's murder flashback.
I never liked that scene.
It's because you weren't at it. Scenes 40 through 47, the Prescott House flashback.
Come stop it. You're scaring me. Two people are dead.
Scaring you? Ha! Give the sweet young ingenue actor a rest.
You're drunk.
I'm coping. I bet she fought and clawed for that Sydney part. I bet she stepped on any poor girl that got in her way.
So you asked her out and she said no?
There's nothing to do with it.
Right. Come on, Dewey.
Scene 50. Dewey saves the day.
Never, not. She's a dreamer.
No, she's a narcissistic psycho bitch.
No, she's not. She's got a good heart. She does. She just hides it away because she thinks people see that as weak. This is a good picture of you. You look just like her.
God, Dewey. You make it sound like you're still in love with her.
And I left out the part that she's cruel and selfish. Obsessive and annoying.
We have one Gale Weathers here. We don't need two.
Hey, Dewdrop. Got your girlfriend out here. Look who I found slinking around the hour at the nightly news.
I wasn't slinking. I was walking.
You were eavesdropping the bedroom window.
Yeah, a bedroom that you seemed awfully at home in.
All right, let's talk. What's this about, Gail?
Did you know they released Roman? Sarah's call didn't come from his cell phone.
Where did it come from, then?
A cloned cell phone. It's untraceable.
Well, thanks for the update, Gail. Why don't you just go back home?
Dewey, wait a minute. Just wait 1 second. How old do you think Maureen Prescott is in this picture?
1920.
That's what I thought. So I checked it out. I cannot find any information about her at this age. I mean, nothing.
Well, she lived in Woodsboro her whole life. Someone there must know something.
Almost her whole life. 2 years before she met Sydney's father, she left Woodsboro. No one has any idea where she went or what she did. I mean, it's like she fell into a black hole, Dewey. She vanished.
So?
So, why is the killer leaving pictures of Maureen? And why these pictures at that point in her life?
I don't know. If I thought like a homicidal maniac, then I'd know how a homicidal maniac thinks.
Jennifer.
Look at the buildings. The second story, there and there. It's the same. It's the same street 28 years ago.
Oh, my God. Maureen Prescott was at the back lot at Sunrise Studios.
I gotta make some calls.
Stephen Stone Protection Service.
Stone, where are you?
Just checking your tin can, Dewdrop.
Well, come back inside and stay with Jennifer. Something's happened. I have to go to the police.
Is that an order, Dewdrop? Because Stephen Stone doesn't work for you.
Get back in the house, Stone. Would I call you if it wasn't important? What are you doing in there anyway?
Hey, I'm just checking to make sure there's no killer in here waiting to off you like he did your little sister.
What did you say? I can't believe you said that. That makes me angry!
Got a caulking cage.
Dewey, where is everybody?
Jennifer? Angelina? Tom?
Don't do that. Overreact.
Good job.
Stone?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Stone.
Oh, no! Dewey, are they dead?
Yeah. Everyone back inside! All right. Don't panic. Okay, outside. Everyone, stay together and try to remain calm.
It's Terry Jennifer's house, living room night, the script page.
Oh, what's it say?
The bodyguard stabbed to death. The five stand trapped.
He's rewriting the movie.
And the killer waits outside.
Oh.
Suddenly the fax machine sends news to their face.
It's a trap! Everybody outside! Outside where he can take us all
out. The killer prepares to grant mercy to only one
you
of them.
Get it. The killer says he's outside what? Because he wants us here inside. Come on!
Who will survive? Is it Jennifer, Tom, Angelina, Dewey, Gale? The killer will give mercy too?
Outside! Outside!
Mercy! Go! I
want to
know what happened! I want to know what happened! Wait, find that fucking movie!
I've got it now! I'm going back! All right, everyone back! Stay together!
What's it say?
And the killer will give mercy to whoever smells. Stay close.
Thanks for saving me.
have it.
What the fuck happened to you?
Jennifer, wait a minute.
Who gave you a place to stay? Who are you supposed to be protecting?
Jennifer.
Hey! My lawyer liked that.
Not as much as I did.
Angelina?
Are you... Tom is in the house.
How'd you end up way over there?
Oh, my God. Tom is in the house! Are we safe?
Safe from who?
Wait a sec.
Now taking credit for Maureen Prescott's murder.
But we know who killed Maureen Prescott. Billy Loomis and Stu Mocker. I mean, they even told Sydney how they did it.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, you said in your book that Sydney got it wrong once before. She accused Cotton Weary of murdering her mother, and he was sent away for it. Maybe there is a third killer. Sydney might know something.
I told you, I don't know where Sydney is. And even if there was a third killer, Sydney doesn't know about it.
That is for me to decide. I need to talk to her, Mr. Riley. She's a key element in this case. I have a press conference in an hour. I need to explain why there are three dead celebrities and a bodyguard.
And a very angry mayor.
Okay, look, we all know this has something to do with Stab 3, but what we do not know is why the killer keeps leaving pictures of Maureen Prescott taken over 25 years ago.
The photographs taken at the same studio Stab 3 is shooting at.
What does this have to do with Sid?
Who knows more about Maureen Prescott than her own daughter?
Well, Sid's dad couldn't help you, and he was married to Maureen.
What's your problem? Last night you were almost charcoal. You gonna help us or what?
Do you want to have this conversation with a polygraph?
Is that a threat, detective?
When it's a threat, you'll know it.
Was that a threat?
Boys, why don't we compare our gun calibers later? The issue is Maureen Prescott.
Wrong. The issue is Sydney Prescott. And either Mr. Riley is going to obstruct justice, or he's going to put me in touch with her. So, where is she?
Hi, you've reached the machine. You can leave a message. Talk as long as you want.
Sid, it's me. This is the fifth time I've called. Please pick up. I want to make sure you're... Okay. Sid! What are you doing down here?
Actually, what was I doing up there? Jesus, dude, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
She all right?
Yeah, you know Gail. You'd take a direct hit.
So the news said this was the precinct. Who's this guy Kincaid?
I told you to stay hidden. It's not safe for you to be here.
The killer called me.
What?
Yeah, he found me. I'm no more safe there than I am here, and at least here I'm not alone.
Okay, come on. Detective Kincaid?
Yeah.
There's someone here who wants to help.
Oh my God, Sydney. The man fast or what? Hi. Yes. I'm glad you're all right.
Sid, this is Detective Kincaid.
Nice to finally meet you, Sidney.
The killer called her.
What? When?
What do you say? Oh, you know, the usual small talk. Let's know how you've been, how you want to die.
Sidney, do you have any idea how he could have gotten your number?
Well, he could have monitored calls on a scanner. Did you call her from the set?
No.
Do you have her number stored in your memory? Phone memory?
Well, yeah, I guess I do.
Has anyone else ever used your phone?
Just Jennifer. And you.
Hey, I'm the cop here. You're in my office, Riley.
The killer leaves a photograph after each murder, Sydney.
They were taken in Hollywood at the same studio that they're shooting Stab 3.
Why didn't you tell me? This is my mother, Dewey. Why didn't you say something?
I was afraid they were bait. Something to, you know, trick you out of hiding.
Sydney, was she an actress or a model? Because they look a lot like publicity stills.
I don't know. Detective, I want to see this place in the pictures.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Down.
Sorry.
Why's this fucking alien?
I'm going to talk to the studio brass about those photos.
Yeah, right. I know where you're going.
Yeah, keep an eye on Sydney.
I know where you're going. You got to get her some flowers and candy, huh? Huh?
Give me a break.
Yeah, give me a call.
Keep your eye on her.
That stairwell over there, that's where one of the pictures was taken.
God, I can't believe she never mentioned any of this. Dude! Sorry! Martha! Oh my god!
Hey! Hold him right there!
Hey!
Don't shoot him! I'm only 17!
It's okay. We know her.
Mm-hmm. Tell me that's his ex-girlfriend, I'll shoot myself. It's Martha Meeks, Randy's sister. Randy's sister?
Yeah, can't you tell?
I miss you in Woodsboro, guys. Martha, what are you doing here? There's something you guys should see.
Told you I'd make a movie someday. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Well, if you're watching this tape, it means, as I feared, I did not survive these killings here at Windsor College. And that giving up my virginity to Karen Kolchek at the video store was probably not a good idea.
Karen Kolchek?
Yes, Karen Kolchek.
Creepy Karen?
Shut up. She's a sweet person, okay? We were working late. We were putting away some videos in the porno section. And, you know, shit happens.
Open the door, Randy!
15 minutes.
My room, too!
Paul, 15 minutes. I'm leaving my legacy.
15 minutes, Paul! Damn!
Anyway, the reason I'm here is to help you so that my death will not be in vain. That my life's work will help save some other poor soul from getting mutilated. If this killer does come back and he's for real, there are a few things that you gotta remember. Is this simply another sequel? Well, if it is, same rules apply. But here's the critical thing. If you find yourself dealing with an unexpected backstory and a preponderance of exposition, then the sequel rules do not apply. Because you are not dealing with a sequel. You are dealing with the concluding chapter of a trilogy. That's right. It's a rarity in the horror field, but it does exist. And it is a force to be reckoned with. Because true trilogies are all about going back to the beginning and discovering something that wasn't true from the get-go. Godfather, Jedi, all revealed something that we thought was true that wasn't true. So if it is a trilogy you are dealing with, here are some super trilogy rules. One, you got a killer who's going to be superhuman. Stabbing him won't work. Shooting him won't work. Basically, in the third one, you got to cryogenically freeze his head, decapitate him, or blow him up. Number two, anyone, including the main character, can die. This means you, Sid. I'm sorry. It's the final chapter. It could be fucking Reservoir Dogs by the time this thing is through. Number three. The past will come back to bite you in the ass. Whatever you think you know about the past, forget it. The past is not at rest. Any sins you think were committed in the past are about to break out and destroy you. So in closing, let me say, good luck, Godspeed, and for some of you, I'll see you soon. Because the rules say some of you ain't gonna make it. I didn't. Not if you're watching this tape.
Thank you. You be careful. And let your folks remember. You be careful too, Sid. Bye, dearie. Come visit us soon.
Goodbye, Martha. Thank you.
Bye. I've got an idea. I'll hook up with you guys later.
You want us to come with you?
I work better alone. And why don't you try to figure out where those other pictures were taken? I can see nothing's changed.
No.
Can I lean on this?
Yeah, that looks great.
Hello? Jeez. What the hell are you doing?
Being Gail Weathers.
What the hell are you doing?
I am Gail Weathers.
Here's how I see it. I've got no house, no bodyguard, no movie, and I'm being stalked. Because someone wants to kill me? No, because someone wants to kill you. So now, starting now, I go where you go. That way, if someone wants to kill me, I'll be with you. And since they really want to kill you, they won't kill me. They'll kill you. Make sense?
None.
You know, in the movies,
I play you as being much smarter.
And as a sane person. For you, that must be quite a stretch.
That's funny.
Ha!
You need to get in that building.
Yeah.
Your story in that building.
Maybe.
Gail Weathers would find a way.
All right, wait.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. Make a fascinating interview. Hello? Hi. Excuse me. I am Gail Weathers, and I'm here researching with the police this photo. Taken at the studio. Her name is Maureen Prescott. Back then it was probably Roberts. Hey, are you...
No.
But you look just...
Like her? I've been hearing it all my life.
It's uncanny.
I was up for Princess Leia. I was this close. So who gets it? The one who sleeps with George Lucas.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject for you.
Sure you didn't. None of them did. So how can I help you? Or do you want me to tell you who you look like?
How about some information on Maureen Roberts?
I don't work for the cops, sweetie. I work for the studio.
Really? Well, would you work for the president?
The president of the studio.
$50? Who are you, a reporter for Woodsboro High?
It's worth $2,000. Are you going to help Gail Weathers or not?
I know every face in here. I've got a respect for the unknown actor. If they're looking for Maureen Roberts, they're never going to find her. Rena Reynolds, they will.
Rena Reynolds. Stage name.
You should talk, Judy Jurgenstern.
What are these movies? Amazombies, Space Psycho, Creatures from the San Andreas Fault?
Horror pictures, back in Milton's heyday.
Back in what?
John Milton, the horror producer. Those were his movies.
Souvenirs?
I may never win another role, so these may be my only memories, you know, of Hollywood. I know it's weird because it's your life and all, but I wanted to make you proud, Sydney.
Oh, well, I'm sure I would have been.
The real Sydney, the real person. I wish it would have worked out.
Angelina.
Hello?
Mommy a kiss and we'll make up.
in the house doing? He's upstairs.
Let's go.
I heard her voice. I saw her doing.
Upstairs. Come on, let's go.
It's okay, Sam. You weren't supposed to go in that house. It's all set up for the murder scene. I'm sorry you had to see that.
He was in there, Dewey. He was in there. I swear.
No, I believe you.
What happened?
Okay. Hey, there's nobody up there.
I stole a mask, whatever. So now you got the gas chamber for that.
You stole the mask?
I took it.
You took the mask or you stole the mask?
I took it. It's like a souvenir.
Don't look at me. I didn't take shit.
No, he was there. I am not dreaming. I am not crazy. He was there in Woodsboro.
It's not Woodsboro, Sydney.
You know what I mean, but he was there. He or she or whoever this is.
We're going to take you back to the station. Keep you under watch. Put you in a safe house. Whatever it takes.
It's all right, Sid. We all believe you. He's watching.
And he wants you.
Hey, Duke.
Come on, we have to go catch up with Sid.
Take a look at this first. Someone we know?
Where'd you get this?
We got it. Archives. Sidney's mother was an actress. 3 movies. Horror movies. You want to know who produced all 3?
There'll be other movies, Robin.
Not only did they kill the film, but they killed my cast. You know, nobody's going to want to work with me. Variety called me a pariah. I don't even know what a pariah is. Why couldn't someone have killed the cast from Stab 1, huh? Or Stab 2? Why me? What? John, what did we do wrong?
Hollywood is full of criminals whose careers are flourishing.
I'm not a criminal. I was questioned. Yeah, but that's all. I was questioned. That's it.
That's good for your mystique.
You think it'll help me get work?
Roman. John.
Jennifer. And guests. To what do I owe the honor?
Rena Reynolds?
Rena Reynolds? Who's Rena Reynolds?
Why don't you head to the house? Tell everybody not to cut the cake without me.
Oh, God, I forgot your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Roman.
If life isn't tragic enough.
Shut the doors behind you, please.
So you knew Sidney Prescott's mother?
Who?
Rena Reynolds.
Do you know how many actors have worked for me? Hundreds, thousands.
He didn't say she was an actor. Good catch.
So what's the point?
No point. I'm just going to give Detective Kincaid a call.
I remember. She was a bit player in a couple of my movies. A nobody. So what does it matter?
Oh, come on. You have made millions off the story of her murder. You're obsessed with her, and you're obsessed with her daughter!
All right, easy, Geraldo. Why don't you tell us the truth?
What the hell are you guys getting at? I make horror films. That's what I do. The studio came to me with Stab. They came to me. Check it out.
But you knew who she was.
When we did the first Stab, I realized I'd known Maureen Prescott before. I mean, as Rena. I couldn't tell anyone. Can you imagine the press?
And now? I mean, murders on your set and still you say nothing?
Get real. That would make me a suspect.
Just because you knew her?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Just what did happen to Maureen when she was in Hollywood?
Now, you listen to me, Lois Lane. Let it go. It's dead and buried.
How would you like to see it dug up on national TV? Why don't you tell me what happened?
It was in the 70s. Everything was different. I was well known for my parties. Men knew what they were. It was for girls like her to meet men. Men who could get them parts if they made the right impression. Nothing happened to her that she didn't invite in one way or another. No matter what she said afterwards.
Are you saying she...
I'm saying things got out of hand. Maybe they did take advantage of her. You know, maybe the sad truth is, this is not the city for innocence. No charges were brought. And the bottom line is, Rena Reynolds wouldn't play by the rules. You want to get ahead in Hollywood? You're to play the game. Or go home.
What do you know about trilogies?
You mean like movie trilogies?
You seem to like movies, Detective.
Call me Mark, would you? Because I'm going to keep calling you Sydney.
I'll call you Mark when you catch the killer, Detective.
Go
Well, all I know about movie trilogies is that in the third one, all bets are off.
Did you request this case?
No, they tend to put me on the ones that deal with the business. I grew up here, and I knew my way around the studios.
Must be exciting, beautiful place, beautiful people.
To me, Hollywood is about death.
Excuse me?
I'm a homicide detective, remember? And when you see what I see day in and day out, the violence that people do to each other, you get haunted. I think you know about that.
What do you mean?
I know what it's like to see ghosts that don't go away. To be watching a scary movie in your head, whether you want to or not. Watching it alone.
Ghosts are tough. You can't shoot ghosts.
Can't arrest ghosts. But the best way to stop being haunted is to be with people. You're here. You're not hiding. You've done the right thing, Miss Prescott. What did you know about your mother?
I always thought I had the perfect mom. Perfect family. Until I found out I was wrong. She had a secret life, and I tried to understand that, and as soon as I thought that I had more secrets, I don't know who my mom was.
You know who she was to you? Here's the deal. I'm off to search the set. I think what you saw is real. That's the good news.
How is that good news?
Because it means that we're dealing with an ordinary flesh and blood killer. And I know how to handle guys like that.
Oh, yeah. How?
Catch him or kill him.
Hey, detective. What's your favorite scary movie?
My life.
Mine too.
We have to think, strategize. Milton's the key to everything.
The pervert, he's not a killer.
He's gotta be involved somehow. We should follow him.
We're gonna go back to the precinct and we're gonna tell Kincaid and Sydney what we found out.
Miguel would be much more aggressive. Miguel would suspect everybody. Miguel would march.
Shut up!
Riley here.
Dewey, it's Sydney.
Hey, Sid. I'm with Gail. We're on our way to see you.
No, listen, I'm not at the station. John Milton called me and said he had something to tell me, something about my mom. I'm going to meet him at his house.
Wait, Sid, I'm not so sure that's a good
idea.
It's
okay. No. Kincaid's with me. I've got official big-time LAPD protection. But I'd feel better if you were there.
We're on our way, but still, Sid...
Thanks. What?
Looks like we're going to that party after all.
Hey, guys. Come on in. Join the party.
Yeah, well, actually, we're here to see Sydney.
Good. Sydney's here.
Where's Sydney?
She's right there.
Jesus, not Sydney. Sydney. Like, I'm Gail and she's Gail.
Sydney Prescott?
Yeah.
No, I never invite her here.
She's on her way.
Well, the more the merrier.
God, this house is incredible. It's old Hollywood.
Yeah. Could the dude have more money?
Supposedly, Milton has a secret screening room that was like the scene back in the 70s, you know? It was like drinks and drugs and girls and movies and shit.
Wow. Wish I could have seen it.
Big old screening room shouldn't be too hard to find. I'm gonna go check this place out.
Whoa, just one damn minute. There's a psycho killer on the loose, and you want to go traipsing around this gigantic mansion? Have you ever actually seen the stab movies? Every time this dude enters a room, he ends up a goddamn shish kebab.
I'll go with you, Roman.
Here you go. You guys want to come?
It'll be okay.
We're going to stick together.
You're not sticking. Wait up.
We're going to stay here and wait for Sid.
We'll be right back.
You were a screening room.
Where would you be?
My bed. Basement.
I don't like this, Susan.
Ooh, spooky. Damn, it's dark.
I love that movie.
Get the movie. What if Milton's crazy? He's gonna jump out of this screening room with a sling blade or something.
He won't.
You sure about that?
What's down there?
Zombies and aliens.
You know what you look like without makeup, Jennifer.
Stop pretending I wasn't the best you've ever had.
Oh, stop pretending I even remember.
Stop pretending! Robin? Roman?
Any sign of her?
No. This is so strange.
Sure is.
Tweek, do you have caller ID on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Right, use it and press send. What the hell?
Is this what he...
Dude,
he's got our voices.
He's got Sid.
He's got us all. Oh my God, we gotta find him.
Hurry. Take the gun. Go find Roman and Jennifer. I'm gonna get the others.
Be careful.
You too.
Tyson! Angelina, are you up there? Tyson! Angelina!
Damn it.
Okay, come on. We gotta get out of here.
Where's Angelina? I don't know. She went in here, I came in after, now she's gone.
Great.
What's wrong?
Looks like Stab 3's back in production.
Roman! Jennifer!
Here.
Up here.
Julie, here.
You got Roman and Angelina, too.
We'll be safe if we stick together, won't we?
Of course. Why? What? What's going on? Oh, shit. Hey. Check down here. You call for help.
Okay. Tyson! Tyson!
Any sign of him? All right, I'm going to check out front. This is you, Gail, not the killer.
Dewey, open the fucking door. It's me.
Don't you think that's what the killer would say?
Come on. He's now cold. At the bottom of the stairs.
Hey!
Not a part.
Who's calling? Who's calling? Gail, Dewey, whoever, call me back. I can only hear myself.
I only hear you too, Sydney.
Who is this?
The question isn't who I am. The question is, who's with me?
Sydney, stay away!
Sydney!
Don't do it. If you do one thing to attract attention to yourself, one thing, I'll kill them both. Now, you have somewhere we can be alone.
Yes.
Yeah, go there. It's hard being friends with you, Sydney. When you're friends with Sydney, you die. Well, these friends don't have to, Sydney. It's up to you.
How do I know their voices
are real? How do you know you're not hearing things? How do you know I'm not someone in your head? Somewhere you know.
Don't come here, Sydney!
Dewey!
Or do you?
You're dead.
I don't want them. I want you. It's simple. You show yourself, they survive. You run, they die.
Oh, God.
Don't you want to know, Sydney, who killed her? Don't you want to know who killed your mother?
Stephen Kay?
Yeah, I saw him go out. Wallace is delivered.
Where?
She'd have been so happy, Sydney, to know we'd be together.
Where?
I'll call you when you're on your way.
What?
You followed directions well, Sydney. Now welcome to the final act. See that metal detector? Use it. All over, Sydney. Everywhere. Everywhere. The other leg, too. Show it to me. Throw it in the pool. Now come inside, Sydney.
No fucking way. How do I know they're not dead already?
They're right inside, waiting for you. Look for yourself.
Turn to scream, asshole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hurry, sweet.
Where is he?
Be careful. I heard shots. Tyson's dead. What's going on?
What are you doing here, Kincaid?
Looking for you. Tyson said there was a party here tonight, and I thought, uh-oh. Third X celebration, thought I'd better check it out.
Alone? Where's your partner?
Miss Prescott, I'm here to help. Put the gun down. Put the gun down.
Sid! Wake up, Sid! Sid, come on! Wake up, Sidney! Sid!
Shoot the fuck out! You want me, motherfucker? Come and get me.
Run!
Remember your mother.
You're not going anywhere, Sydney. It's time you came to terms with me and with Mother. Maybe you never knew her at all, Sydney. Maybe you just can't get past the surface of things.
Who the hell are you?
The other half of you. I searched for a mother, too. An actress named Rena Reynolds. Tried to find her my whole life. And 4 years ago, I actually tracked her down. Knocked at her door thinking she'd welcome me with open arms. But she had a new life and a new name. Maureen Prescott. You were the only child she claimed, Sydney. She shut me out in the cold forever. Her own son.
From the Bridger, director.
And brother.
She slammed the door in my face, and she said I was Rena's child and Rena was dead. And it struck me. A good idea. So I watched her. I made a little home movie, a little family film. Seems Maureen, Mom, she really got around. I mean, Cotton was one thing. Everybody knew about that. But Billy's father, that was the key. Your boyfriend didn't like seeing his daddy in my film too much. He didn't like it at all. Once I supplied the motivation, all the kid needed was a few pointers. Have a partner to sell out in case you get caught, find someone to frame. It was like he was making a movie.
You. This is all because of you.
The director said. I direct.
I had no idea that they were going to make a film of their own. What a film it turned out to be, huh? I mean, introducing Sydney the victim. Sydney the survivor. Sydney the star!
All right, you're gonna be all right. Just apply pressure.
Like this. Get this son of a bitch.
Fine, you got what you wanted. Hero and villain face to face. Well, you know what happens now? The villain dies.
Exactly. But I'm not the villain, Sid. You are. Here he is. The man who gave away your mother's innocence. Huh? What he did to her made her a slut, didn't it? Huh? She never recovered from that night right here in this room. They fucked her three ways from Sunday. Ruined her life. Ruined yours too, didn't it, Sid? You hate him, Sid? Come on, I know you do. I'm sure you do.
I know who you are. I know what happened to my mother, and I want you to understand. I'm going to make you pay.
That's what the police are going to find on Milton's answering machine, right next to his lifeless, mutilated corpse. What? Can't hear you.
You don't have to do this, Roman. Just... tell me what you want, I can make it happen. Any picture, name your budget, script approval, final cut!
I already have it.
God! Mindless bastard!
No, Sid, that would be you. You did it all. You did it. You killed them all, even your closest friends. Living in total isolation, the pressure of another movie about you, the discovery that Milton destroyed Mommy, dearest. You finally just snapped!
One. Two, three!
And who's our hero, huh? The sole survivor. Who's the one who bravely faced down the psychopath and killed her with her own knife? You're gonna pay for the life you stole from me, Sid. For the mother, and for the family, and for the stardom, and goddamn area you had that should have been mine!
Doug, why don't you stop your whining and get on with it? I've heard this shit before!
Stop!
You know why you kill people, Roman, do you?
Don't want to hear it!
Because you choose to! There is no one else to blame!
God fucking damn it!
Why don't you take some fucking responsibility?
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Something.
Found something.
Ah!
think alike.
Mother's dead. There's nothing you can do about that. I still got to make my move.
Step three, right?
Randy said the killer's always superhuman.
Yeah, well, he wasn't superhuman, do we? He wasn't superhuman at all.
Thanks.
No problem. Oh.
Will you sign it for me again?
You hate that book. Besides, I'm done with that kind of reporting.
For me. Will you sign up for me?
You're a nut.
I know it'll never work. You know it'll never work. What I'm asking is just to see if we're wrong. We don't know everything yet. I mean, you think you do, but...
You're a brave man, do we, Riley?
I'm really scared right now.
We've been waiting for you. We're going to start a movie.
What kind of movie?
You have to come and see.
down below. The streets bathe us, swimming deep in blood. Grown men cry. You really wanna know what's wrong with this land? Scratching your head, your red right hand. I'm talking about blood, babe. It's in your veins. Your mommy and daddy, they've got the thing. You're under the mirror day after day. You see a pretty face falling away as you become your mom and daddy. Scream once, scream twice, now scream again. Cover that face with the red right hand.
Spoke to my guy today, asked him why he got away.